This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But there is a defense that's being built up. I'll explain what that means. Simone Biles out of the Olympics. Aaron Rodgers very much in at Green Bay, although he has plenty to say about the Packers. And Donald Trump continues to roll through and be heard as far as what he has to say about running again for president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are safe, sound, and in your own way, enjoying whatever hamlet you hail from. Let's talk about the Senate voting to move that $1 trillion infrastructure bill. There are 17 Republican senators who said, yep, voted to move that along. So how about that? Remember, I talked about this all the way through, saying that take out the nonsense and at least push this, as it is desperately needed in so many places and will create jobs, no question about that. So that vote to begin debate after weeks and weeks of crazy roundabout negotiations, finally moving. The vote was 67-32, just to give you the numbers. Over half the bill is new federal funding. It invests $73 billion, this is key, to rebuild the electric grid, $66 billion in passenger and freight rail, $65 billion to expand broadband internet access. All of you listening in rural areas, that's huge. $55 billion for water infrastructure, also huge. As I know, my water's being shut down next week for an entire day for problems they're having. $40 billion to fix bridges, $39 billion to modernize public transit like buses, and $7.5 billion to create the first federal network for charging stations for electric cars. You might not be driving one, but there are people who are driving them, and they're being driven crazy by the lack of charging stations. But notice that was just a teeny amount compared to everything else that I mentioned. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who didn't like some of what he heard earlier, he said yes. You also had Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who said yes to this. Rob Portman from Ohio, also one of those yes votes as far as looking at some of those who were dubious. And, of course, Manchin, a Democrat, but in looking at some of the others, like Tom Tillis, etc., didn't think that was going to go that way. Honestly, with as much as he can go in different directions with the wind blowing, it didn't look like that. So just a week ago, Republicans rejected a procedural vote set up by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, who wanted to prod the negotiations. But now there was something different that had happened, I think. And the important part of this was not to sever this deal and figure out a way to chunk something out that would make it more palatable for some of those Republicans. So truly, this is the one portion that wasn't even being reached. So that breakthrough that happened on Hump Day was very, 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 very big, because there was talk of a much bigger figure that would have included a big part of the president's agenda, which would have included climate initiatives and several other things, like child tax credit and other things that were going to be added to some of his other proposals. So this is interesting because suddenly there's this clearing that really, honest goodness, did not look like it was going to happen. Because $1 trillion is a lot different than the number that was constantly being suggested, which was over $3 trillion. It was like fact, it was like $3.5 trillion. So that applause that you heard is absolutely for that. Now, let's see what happens from here. I mean, because this was really, really close. I'm watching these Olympic swimmers touch the wall, and we're talking about like a second between gold and silver and bronze and those who don't medal, and it's exactly like that. That's exactly what has happened here. So pretty interesting that finally, still some more hurdles, but finally that goes through, because I know a lot of you, many of you who are Republicans, were agreeing with me and saying, my gosh, even this can't happen. And boy, that looks a lot different than it looked just a couple of weeks ago. Trust me, there are more showdowns and fights happening on the Hill and flip-flops, but this is one thing that absolutely moved forward. This absolutely was a very, 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 very big push. All right, speaking of pushes, the push is on absolutely to get America vaccinated, especially when it comes to the government, because we know there's going to be a big announcement on Thursday about all federal agencies requiring vaccines or rigorous COVID testing for those who won't be vaccinated. This was something that didn't look like it was going to be on the table. All the specifics of it, I guess, will be laid out, or at least more of the details will be laid out on Thursday. But pretty big announcement, because that certainly didn't look like that was going to leave the station either. While there is this fury over mask on, mask off, what the CDC really blowing its credibility, I think, by not just keeping the masks on. And that's the thing. Once you get them there and then you back off of it, and then you see that now you have this Delta variant, you see the tempers that are continuing to flare across the United States, because it's like being on the seesaw, on, off, on again. You know, what is it? At the White House, it's very much like that. They've put up these policies where you got to mask up, you got to mask off, and now you got to mask on again. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, it changes. The data changes, that makes that change. But I think this was a shift, especially based on the way the U.S., many in the U.S., were not embracing masking. It would have been better just to stick with the course. And let me tell you, there are people who are vaccinated who this Delta variant has hit. How hard, so far it's not massively that people are being hospitalized where they're on death's door, but we don't know where some of this is headed. Coming up next, to check on the Olympics, we're going to hit the mailbag too as well, so stay with us.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Seems like viewership has shot up a lot more, and people are catching some of the streams. It can be frustrating, right? Because if you pay attention sometimes to what's happening earlier in the day, but you're working and you're trying to grab some of that up at night, well, you know, the time difference is what gets you because you forget about it. I can't stand that. Some people can do that. Especially as somebody being in the business, when news folds out in real time, meaning anything that I consider to be content-worthy, business, politics, who did who, whatever, that's one thing, looking at the markets. But when with sports, taping or recording something and then, you know, DVRing and watching it back after I already know what happened, forget about it. But that would be an argument for the man cave. Some wouldn't agree with me. Katie Ledecky once again anchoring the 4x200 relay team to silver. I don't know how she does it. She must have gills. It's crazy. And I say crazy because looking at the splits, and I was watching this live, it didn't look like it was possible. Australia was heavily, heavily favored to win this. Now, China took gold and beat Australia and, of course, the U.S. But the fact that she was able to get silver was, again, just absolutely unbelievable to me because of where she was and how far back she was as she got the so-called baton and flew off the bricks, so to speak, into the pool. And she was pretty fast, not fast enough to beat China, which took gold in a huge upset. And they set a world record time of 7:40:33, but they were right behind them, 7:40:73. So I think that is a huge, huge deal that she was able to do that. And, of course, the big story in the pool is this Caleb Dressel. I watched as he stood on the platform, just beaming ear to ear with that broad smile in the fact that they played the Star Spangled Banner because he won gold in the pool, powering in the 100 free, which he really kicked to do that too, and touched the wall in time. So a big win for him, and congratulations on that, because again, like these hearts of what I just think is unbelievable of champions is something. And this is from somebody who, you know, I wasn't a swimmer. I wasn't going to meets every single week and whatnot, but had to learn how to swim when I was a kid, was thrown in a pool, had to have a couple of lessons because I had a cousin who was the same age as me who drowned at a beach house. So swimming was heavily, heavily emphasized in my family for, if nothing else, besides pleasure, but safety reasons. But knowing what it takes and looking and watching this has just been absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. What is not phenomenal is the war of words over Simone Biles. She is getting a ton of support. There is trolls and, frankly, idiots who are trashing Simone Biles, which I don't understand because she's iconic with what she's been able to do and the hell she's gone through, frankly, with the sexual abuse at the hands of that former monster, Dr. Larry Nassar. But she withdrew at the Olympics, you know, so the individual all-around competition, that was out because she had to focus on her mental well-being. And that decision came after she removed herself from the team final following one rotation where they said she got, this is a term they use in gymnastic, the twisties, where she lost where she was in the air, and it could have been deadly. It could have had staggering consequences for her physical health, what could have happened to her on the vault. But her mental health, the reason that, you know, she is not doing that and talked about it, speaking to the media, had no problems saying that. And I love that she's getting now way more, because of the things that have been said, getting way more support. And I just, the pressure that she's faced, and to take that too is just really, honestly, just weak for people to do that. I mean, there were people that were calling her that for quitting, but I don't think so. I think that, you know, it is about mental health first. Sorry for those who think that she should have stayed in it. I mean, she could have been severely injured getting lost in the air the way that she did. So it was incredibly smart of her to pull out. Otherwise, we could be talking about something far more worse than her pulling out of the Olympics as still an incredible, incredible athlete. And because I think of the way she was being bullied by so many people that were saying it was weak and how she made so much money and how could you do that and all that other sort of stuff, more people have come to her aid. And she tweeted something out where she said, "The outpouring of love and support I've received has made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments and gymnastics, which I never truly believed before." Certainly on this show, we've had mental health professionals. I mean, look, the world we're in, the box that we've all had to live in, the isolation, which has made it so much worse for so many people, loss of jobs and everything else. In her case, I think it's everything that she had gone through leading up to the Olympics and then just not knowing that she just didn't have it to continue to roll on. I think it was incredibly brave and smart, instead of just trying to suck it up, so to speak, in a sport where you really can't do that. And imagine if there had been some kind of serious injury. That does nothing for our medal count or anything else, because, listen, we've got 36 total medals the United States does. Woohoo! And incredible. 13 gold, 13 silver, 10 bronze. The closest to the United States, China, with 29. They have 14 gold, 6 silver, and 9 bronze. The athletes do. The Russian Olympic Committee, 25 total medals, 7 gold, 11 silver, 7 bronze. And I think there are a lot of great stories, and with the other countries, too, as well, with some of the athletes and what they've been able to do. It's really a very strange happening in Tokyo with no crowds and with that extra year, as I've talked about and I've talked to athletes about before, having that extra year of training, not knowing what was going to happen, and then all the course of the sacrifices families, et cetera, make along the way. There is no doubt they truly are representing, and it is something to behold, and honestly, and to be incredibly proud of all of these athletes for, you know, what they've been able to do in very, very, very different circumstances, you know. So, unfortunately, again, Biles has to pull out, but there are other stories there, and it's pretty amazing, including Team USA winning their first ever women's 3x3 hoop gold. Yep, 3x3, that's so popular now. It might have been the Hubs, it might have been somebody else that said, why are they doing the 3x3? Because that's become a popular sport, not just in the United States, but in other countries. And it's a little bit different, right, when the surface is not as big as what the full court would be. And then, of course, the 3x3, that makes a huge difference versus having the extra, I'll call them the extra, because if you go with the 3x3 on the floor like you see in the NBA. So there you go, another first. So that's history-making when you look at the fact that they were able to pull that off and get that gold medal, and they should be very, very proud of that. I like the tweets showing the women with the 3x3 and the fact that they go down as the first. There's something about being the first, and the coach was great, Dawn Staley, who is actually an incredible basketball coach, but former Olympian and current Team USA women's basketball coach. Staley sent her congratulations to the squad and Coach Larson for that win, because Larson was the one who was actually behind that team, Carol Larson. Just pretty incredible that they pulled that out. So if you're watching, there's still much more happening at the Olympics, including golf. Who knows? Anything can happen when you're chasing that little white ball around, no matter where you are or what you're competing for. Stay with us.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's governor is sending the National Guard to the state's border with Mexico to help local law enforcement arrest migrants illegally crossing into the state. Governor Greg Abbott requested the extra manpower, saying that law enforcement needs more assistance in dealing with the influx of migrants that continue to overwhelm border authorities. As part of their efforts to stem the flow into the state, Texas law enforcement officials began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges last week. And the Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill, which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. This is USA Radio News. The bassist for one of the most iconic rock bands in history has died. Lance Pry has the details.
All those years I knew about Billy and his group, and I never met him. So I think we already had a little bit of idea of what was going to happen. But then we threw that out the window because what happened was really great and unexpected.
Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard of the Texas-based trio since 1969, ZZ Top, made a sad announcement Wednesday afternoon. Bass player Dusty Hill has passed away. He died in his sleep at home in Houston, Texas. The band put out a statement, "We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top." Dusty Hill was 72 years old. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
Yeah!
Yeah, we are in the mailbag. Thanks to you and those two guys in the back that are talking. Stop talking. 24/7, flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Elliot, who is listening to us in California. Kate, I listen to you on KCAA. I am, yes, part of the Inland Empire, as they say. I think you know what I'm talking about, Riverside, as you lived in Cali. It's ridiculous what's going on with Governor Newsom. I think he's become completely unhinged. I will say one thing, he is having none of it when it comes to masking. There is a massive push for masking indoors. I think people are just kind of all over the board when it comes to vaccination and not being vaccinated. And so Mount Vesuvius of Democratic politics has exploded, and the Delta variant, unfortunately, has as well. And the fact that they're really pushing, again, indoor public places to mask or don't go in at all, we'll see where it ends up, especially in Los Angeles. It's been really, really bad. All right, so yes, we know, because that was one of the things that infuriated people in the start of this. It's the what was happening to businesses like everywhere else. And then finally, when it all lifted, and listen, I've got great friends out there, and they've been on the show, and they talked about, you know, that whole isolation and trapped and just anything, just anywhere, what can you do? And then when it hit again, it's interesting and one of my friends who's been on the show, Annie, could not be a harder right turn than you can imagine. And she says it, and she said, people need to get vaccinated because it's just that bad and they're tired of it. So the U.S. has seen a 47% increase in the number of coronavirus cases that have been reported over the last 7 days. That's the data. It doesn't lie. It's from Johns Hopkins or CDC. They're all saying the same thing. The Delta variant is responsible for about 83% of all the reported COVID cases in this country, and they're again on the rise in 90% of the U.S. So there is now this resurgence of mask mandates that are being enforced from the government, from the federal government, in an attempt to slow that spread. Yeah, no one wants it. We know, and we know the frustrations, etc. But the bottom line is, in California, they've doled out a lot of shots. 44 million doses, about 75% of the state's eligible population getting at least one dose of the vaccine. Kids under the age of 12 haven't been approved yet, as we know, to get the coronavirus vaccine, but that's, you know, where it stands. And Newsom, it seems like every other day, is holding some sort of a press conference to really push for that and say, you know, masking indoors regardless of your status, because now people who have been vaccinated are getting the virus. Like I said, I know that many of you know that I often had been, before the virus, on the road speaking. I would be talking about current events, the show, other things, and people in a huge speakers association I'm involved with, several of them gathered for an event, and some of them in Las Vegas came away where they were vaccinated and they got COVID. And I know I mentioned this already. I have another producer that I worked with at NBC Sports and Fox, and he was in Los Angeles. He lives in Los Angeles, went to San Diego, and was with a group of people, and he got COVID, didn't feel well, all of that, but certainly not to the point of hospitalization and near death, but still pretty scary thinking, yeah, hey, no problem, I'm vaccinated, yay, you know, et cetera, and then that happens. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Joe, who is listening to us on 1300 AM, he says, in Tallahassee. Hey, Kate, I know you have family in Florida. I know you've been talking about the governor, and the governor is really pushing for the jab, and that pretty much, I think, now is across the board, because there have been some sad tales coming out of the old Sunshine State. And I think the problem is there was so much misinformation and disinformation and everything, I guess, in between, as you might say, that that pushed people off of getting the vaccine, which is too bad, because some of those people might have been able to survive what they did not survive. It's something to certainly think about, especially with a family. And the fact that you may have older members or kids or whatever, certainly nobody wants to give it to anybody else. I would think that would scare the bejesus out of anyone, and that they would want to get the best protection that they could possibly get from this thing. And I am a card-carrying Republican, just tell your audience that. And I certainly got vaccinated and made sure my family got vaccinated. All right, fist bump, good for you, definitely. And you're right about what's happened in Florida. They certainly have seen that it's exploded more, and of course you have an older population in a lot of those pockets and a lot of those counties. All right, this one is from Reagan. He says, hey, Kate, I wasn't really into the Olympics that much, and then I heard your enthusiasm, and I started to cherry-pick what I was watching. I kind of have gotten into the swimming now, and I love these underdogish stories, and what some of the swimmers, male and female, have done, because some of them weren't expected to medal at all. What is your favorite story so far in the pool in the Olympics? I like how you specify that, in the pool. Well, I like the Ledecky stories, because I like her story to begin with, and the fact that she, you know, even in this last race where she was the anchor I'll call it a relay in the pool, and she was able to push so hard that they got silver. But I also like, again, the underdog stories that you mentioned, and there's a 21-year-old out of Florida. His name is Bobby Finke, and he was not expected to do as well as he did. But he wanted, I mean, he's expected to do well. I shouldn't say that. But he wasn't, if you were forecasting it, of everybody that was in the pool, he ended up getting a gold. Yeah, and he was kind of like in the middle of the pack. You know, they do those heats, and he wasn't the one that was crushing it, but he certainly crushed it in the 800-meter freestyle. He gained the ground he needed, the momentum, and he had a great performance, and he was able to drop his time, and seconds matter in the pool, and I guess that's why I've gotten so enthralled with it, and maybe you too, is the fact that, you know, he's I think his time was like 7:47, and then he went down a couple more seconds. He was 7:42, and he said he didn't really have any idea that he was going to do that, but he did, and so as a result, he wins the gold. That has to be a wild feeling, because of this. I mean, all these sports have serious competition. Let's face it, but certainly there's plenty of competition in the pool, and we're so used to, and I've said this before, you know, every time you saw Michael Phelps, you just knew, oh, here you go, you're thinking gold everything when he gets in the pool, right? And it's so weird, because this is the first time we haven't had Michael Phelps. We had all these other names, and some of them have been on the men's side, have been around him, certainly, and even some of the women, too, but it's been really fun to watch that. And Finke, I guess, is... it goes to the University of Florida and comes from a family that swims, just diehards. And so they had to be going crazy when they saw that. All right, let's go to this one from Roger, who says, everybody listening to America Tonight, I wonder if any of you are Robin Hood kind of people. And if you know what Robin Hood is, and Kate, you've talked about it before, the fact that Robin Hood is kind of like that unsung hero in what's going on with the markets, because you don't have to pay those commissions, and it got people involved in investing that normally might not have been there. So, you know, you've got this IPO, and the fact that they're valued at $32 billion after selling shares in that IPO at $38 a share, and I guess they have a revenue that is on the rise, and I think it's good, because there are a lot of people, young people especially, that perhaps wouldn't even pay attention to investing, but have dipped into it. I know there are some that are listening to your show that would say, yeah, and it's really jacked with the markets. And there is, of course, the other side of that. But I think it's, even though it's kind of been sort of a rocky-ish IPO, I think it's interesting to see what this business has done and what they can probably, you know, what they can probably build off of. All right, so let me clean that up a little bit. Thanks for that. Email. It was highly anticipated, and you're right. 38 a share, low end of the expected range. So it's a controversial company, but I think that they will settle in. I do. Thanks for all the emails. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com.
Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We go to Belgium now for a conversation with Dirk de Bock. He has written, oh my gosh, so much poetry. I really admire somebody who puts it out there in the world, especially at the volume, at the rate that he has done. He's actually on his 10th book. One of the ones that we're going to talk about is Higher Power. And he writes in his poetry about all kinds of things that I think inspire him or make him think about things. And they'll make you think about things. So, Dirk, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What made you first start to write your poems and decide, I'm going to collect these and I'm going to start to put them in books? How did that happen?
When I was younger, lots of people wrote small lyrics from 4 lines to 6 lines, and I like to do that also. But at a certain point, I thought, what am I going to do with it? You cannot do something good with it. So I thought to put those pieces together. And I called it one-page poetry, one work, one page. So because nobody else does this, I wanted to try something new. And I felt good with it, and so I'm still doing it, writing a story in a poetic form. That's what I like to do, and yeah. The ideas come in my head without knowing about what I'm going to write. It's peculiar.
I would say it's innovative, one-page poetry. And you write about, like I mentioned at the top, a lot of different things. So your ideas, your thoughts can come in a lot of different directions, right?
Yes, sometimes from my own experience, sometimes from music or a movie or an accident or something positive that keeps hanging in my head.
Yeah. What do your friends tell you about your poetry? Because didn't they encourage you?
You mean people?
Yeah, people in your life, when you know, they know that you write these one-page poems, and I think part of anyone's journey, I think part of anyone's journey is their friends helping them out and telling them they should put this in a book. Did that happen with you?
Well, yes. When I was younger, some of my friends and people that I know said that I had to do something with my poetry, that I had to publish books. So I started doing that, and my first book came in 2011, Watch Out. And then short after, What If, and so on, the third one, Inside Me. And then I had some accident, and I wasn't able anymore to write anything for several years. And suddenly it got back after getting better medicine from the doctor, and yeah, everything started again. And I'm still keeping myself busy with writing all the time.
And I like that you have different titles for your books, and you just told us a couple of them. And one of them is Higher Power. What does Higher Power focus on? How do you come up with what you're going to take these collections of one-page poetry and then decide what you're going to call the title of these books?
As you see in my book, my front page?
Yes.
Then you see two animals chasing, the one chasing the other.
Yes, yeah, it's a beautiful cover, actually.
I took it myself because I used to be a photographer. And, well, it's higher power. It's only natural things happen due to God, through the higher power. The nature has its own way. That's the higher power, what I meant to give in this book.
What do you hope, whether it's... Yeah, it could be anything. What do you hope that, whether it's What If, whether it's Higher Power, whatever any of the 10 books really, with filled with all this poetry, what do you hope that people listening to our conversation or people that find your book and get it, any of your books, what do you hope they take away from reading your one-page poetry?
Well, what I always try to do is put some emotion in it, put some points of recognition in it, put lyrics in it that people can recognize, can see for themselves, can think about, something that they're not easy to forget and that they want to read more than once, not every day, but every few months or something like that, that they always relive it and can enjoy it. That's what I want to become for the people.
Wow, what a lovely sentiment. And did you ever think, you know, you're somebody that has a lot of diplomas. You said something funny to me that I thought was great. You speak a little bit of Dutch. You speak a little bit of English. You speak some French. And you like physical labor. You've worked in factories because you like that physicality. Did you ever think that you would put together this unique one-page poetry and have all these books out there in the world?
No. I never thought that it would happen. I was happy that I was able to write poetry and that many people liked it because I used to be in a club. And in the beginning of the 90s, every month came a poem of mine in a book, in a magazine, a monthly magazine. And that's why they told me you have to do something with those poems. And after publishing 3 books, I got this incident and I wasn't able to write anymore. So I was glad that I was able to write those 3 books, but I never thought that I would be able to write a 4th. So, my health improved a lot and yeah, things happened. I mean, ideas, I cannot follow my ideas. It's already my 10th book. I'm already 2.5. And I can't control my ideas, but they're coming in my head so rapidly. I don't quite understand it myself. It's strange.
Oh, I think it's a gift, and I love the innovation. I think one-page poetry is very, very inventive and clever. Dirk DeBach, you can get any of his books, of course, on Amazon. Higher Power was one of them that we talked about. The cover is brilliant, the photography in it, on that cover, because it really makes you think about that. Thank you so much for coming on the show from Belgium.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. I hope you did understand me, because sometimes I get too enthusiastic.
I think it was perfect. We like your energy, absolutely, so thank you.
It was also great.
How fun to talk to him. I like the fact that he said his ideas are coming so fast, he can't keep up with them. Wow. Well, that's a pretty nice thing if you have ideas that are coming so rapidly towards you that you're just trying to get them all out. And I am a fan of poetry. We've had authors on that have written some really, really good poetry. And I was just seeing the other day that even Amanda Gorman has a book that's coming out in December, a collection of poems. She's a poet laureate in the United States. And Dirk, in his book, has a poem called Happy to Tell. And in that poem, he says, it can't be seen from the outside, though it's there. No way to hide any longer, and why should I care? I'm feeling good going at the fair. It's like almost all day and all night. Feeling so fine, just feeling so good. Everything is groovy, and all is right, just like all of us knew it would be. I have some food stuff in the afternoon, want to drink and then do some dance. The gray evening comes back too soon. Go on further till I'm in a deep trance. Her temperature just started to rise, and her heart starts beating a bit faster. And, you know, I think that's I like that sentiment. I like what's mixed in there. I'm thinking about some of the things that are happening now in the world. And if we could use it anytime, we could use it now when it comes to the gift of poetry. And I think I have a soft spot in my heart as well, because my father was a writer and he was a poet, and he died when I was 8, and he had several things, he had several poems, I guess, published and had won a couple of awards. And it doesn't matter about the awards, but he was starting to gain, I think, some momentum, and he very much was somebody like Dirk who had lots and lots of thoughts that just came out on paper and had that unique gift of being able to weave it all together. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and hats off to Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro, for working his magic always, day in and day out. Make it count, everybody.
Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.